You gotta give me high zones. When you go down, you gotta give me high zones.
When you go down,
when you go down.
What?
Yeah, the song's about zones. Zones. Yeah, the song's about
zones.
Yeah, the song's about zones.
Zouse the bounce! Zouse the bounce! Zouse the bounce!
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Featuring local and independent artists.
And good evening, everybody. I am Michael Intiman, and you are listening to Live from Studio J. And in the studio with us, all the way from Ann Arbor, all the way as if that's like more than an hour away, we have Once United. They're here in the studio with us to talk to us about their upcoming album, which is released next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right. So I'm not going to try to describe your guys' music. So how about we go ahead and start jamming?
Awesome.
All right.
That
go ahead.
That's good. This isn't quite a jam song, but it's called Cracks in New York City. And Ryan did just get back from New York City just a few hours ago.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I was stepping on those cracks earlier.
Oh,
feeling numb. Starting to wonder if I exist. Are you having fun? Could you remind me what it is? Once I had a job, worked until my mind exploded. Fell into a fog, took a taxi to the bridge.
Once United on the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM, and you're listening to Live from Studio J. That song was called The Cracks in New York City, and who wrote that song?
I did.
You did, Patrick, right?
Right, yeah.
He's over here on the acoustic guitar, and have you been to New York City? Or?
That's a great question. I have been there a few times, and I guess the feeling overall was that I was a little overwhelmed personally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also kind of inspired from my time in Chicago as well, mostly just like about major cities kind of overwhelming me personally.
Okay.
So that's kind of the message of that song, but I also love New York City. I enjoyed it. So it's a combo of both.
Yeah, I used to go there a lot as a kid. My mother used to work for an airline, so we'd go there literally like monthly to do the, like, we'd do everything pretty much a day, like all the touristy stuff, and just fly back at the end of the day.
Yeah, just pack it all in. Why not?
Yeah. I loved it. It was great. It really is like a different vibe there. Really is.
Yeah. I mean, I had fun, and I also felt like a rat in the maze at some point. But it was a good time, though. I enjoyed New York. I enjoyed seeing John Lennon's memorial at
the Strawberry Fields.
Yeah, I was really into that. Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you guys been together?
I'd say like 4 years now. Maybe 5.
Yeah. Craigslist banned 4 years ago.
I saw something about that in one of the things I read. Like, what was the Craigslist story? Because that's anything with Craigslist always involves a good story.
Right. Well, it started, I guess, where I was looking for a bandmate as a drummer, and I put an ad on Craigslist, and, you know, Josh just so happened to be scrolling through Craigslist like a creeper. I'm just joking. Looking through the music section, so that worked out perfectly, and it just so happened that he worked at a music studio, and that's a cool story, too.
Yeah.
Recording studio.
Oh, do you still work at that studio?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, which studio?
I work at Solid Sound Recording Company in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay. Is that where you guys recorded this record?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Recorded, mixed, and mastered there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, how about we listen to a little bit more of that? What was the next one we're going to play here? So Good?
Yep. So Good.
All right. Let's get into that.
Lived here forever. Now I'll bring you to the weather. It's just a system designed to claim our lives. And so we'll drift on floating. Don't tell me lies, they're boring. We'll circle around inside this cloud of mind. And we, when we sing together, sounds so good together. And when we sing together, it sounds so good, so good. This cloud of mine. bodies, and we'll just keep on raining down, keep raining down. It feels so good. Keep raining down. You are on fire, and when those dreams start falling, never.
That is Once United with their song So Good. They're live from Studio J here talking about their new album. And before this song, we were talking about how you guys kind of got together. So other than the Craigslist love story that somehow worked out, how did you guys come across the rest of the band here? Like, how did that come together?
Well, I was moving to Ann Arbor to go to U of M, and I was once again looking for a roommate, so this time I was using Craigslist for that reason. And,
has it really worked out that well for you?
Like, Craigslist has changed my life,
that's
honestly.
That's what most people say.
So, yeah, so I did actually randomly find a roommate in a house that Ryan was living in.
That's me, the bass player.
Yep.
Welcome back. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, yeah.
And that worked out perfectly because he was kind of looking to start bands, more than one band, and I was able to jump in with him. Well, he got in on this band too, so it worked out really well for us. And then Riley was Ryan's friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just his friends. Friend. Yeah.
So
it just happened. They needed a keyboardist, and I was like, I play keyboards. So let's do it.
That's Riley on the keyboards there. Yeah. We were just listening to Patrick on the acoustic drum. Josh, we heard earlier on the drums, and Ryan on the bass, right?
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. So far, I'm doing all right. So, nice. All right. So, how long have you guys actually been together, like playing? Did I already ask that?
So me, Ryan, and Pat have been together for 4 years. And then Riley came on about last year or a year and a half.
Yeah, probably a year and a half ago.
Been
something like that.
Helping us out. So, yeah, before Riley, we've been through probably 10 or 11 keyboard
players.
We've
had a revolving door keyboard.
Yeah, yeah.
All Craigslist mostly.
I didn't even know that.
So that's where Craigslist has led us to some very fun characters.
Usually the keyboard players end up a little weird.
We've got stories. It's funny.
You're correct on that. Yeah,
I'm a drummer at heart, so I don't take offense to that.
So how long did it take for you guys to put this record together? Or did you kind of just do like one solid block of time for the studio, or was it kind of broken up into a couple of months?
The record as it is now is technically two sessions that we did. So two about probably 6 hour sessions. And then
over the course of 4 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one of the recordings is from like our very first recording session as a band, but it was too good to leave off of the record. And then the other songs we recorded at Solid Sound. And then just over the last, I'd say 3 years, we've been like just whenever we have time, you know, we're all working musicians as well. So like we all have jobs. And so like whenever we had time, we just do our overdubs or, you know, multi, you know, anything else that needed to be added to the album. And it just took a while to collect all that.
Okay.
And then spent about a good 6 months just mixing everything down and getting it mastered. So
now what does the process sound like for you guys coming up with a song? Does one person kind of bring in a sound and say like, hey, I got this, and you work with it? Or do you just kind of like, I got an idea, and you write everything, and you're just like, how does that work for you guys?
I think mainly Patrick's got the lyrics and the melody in mind already, and he just kind of brings it to us, and then we just put our touch on it.
Okay.
So
all right, so how about we get in some more music? Well, first I wanted to bring up the, you guys have a record release coming up. The show, I mean.
Right, so that's on July 15th at Ziggy's in Ypsilanti.
July 25th.
Oh, sorry, yeah, July 25th, yeah. And
go back in time.
Good time to bring that up, though, because this next song is actually the name of the album as well. It's called Welcome to Reality.
Okay, yeah, let's get into Welcome to Reality.
Awesome.
I'm just switching over to electric here, so.
Not a problem. We're somewhat professional. At least we think we are.
We'll get used to it, that's the way it goes. Distant memories just won't leave you alone. Yesterday, you felt the same, but suddenly now all your plans have changed. And now you start to feel it's time to get away. Got some beer, a little weed, and when it comes to making money, we'll sell our bodies. So tired, I'm just so sick of it. Lost, yeah, but I'm holding on. The fight is over, but the journey's just begun. I got a feeling I won't be here for long. Sell our bodies.
Once United on the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM, and that song was called Welcome to Reality, and that's the name of your record, right?
Yep, that's also the record.
That's the title track.
Now, let's talk about that a little bit. How long, you said it took, how long to record?
Too long.
Depends who you ask, yeah.
Roughly three years.
Yeah.
Sporadic sessions in the studio.
Yeah.
That's one thing I wanted to ask, too, is that many hours together, that time recording, is that taxing on you guys a little bit, like as far as like a relationship between each other?
Well, it's actually kind of weird because the reason it took so long, the reason the sessions were in such spurts is everyone's so busy that we don't actually spend that much time together outside of the band.
That sounds
perfect. We see each other around, you know, town because we're all living in the same area and going to the same shows and stuff like that, but it's kind of weird. So it's more like that it took just a lot of little sessions to get it done, which is why it took so long to do it.
Okay. Yeah, and I imagine working at the studio, kind of, you're able to like look at the schedule and be like, all right, yeah, I guess we can like fit in at this day at this time real quick.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it made it easy, and you know, yeah, and of course, you know, being able to just as long as I do it, utilize the studio and the equipment for free. So that's another big driver there. Is it was not too big of an investment for, or you know, money wise to get the album done, just because it was basically all self done and self produced.
Like, when did you start getting into that? Like, how did you go to school for that to get into that sort of work, or did you just kind of fall into it?
A little bit of both. I always into music, played instruments, and just like really got infatuated with tones and sounds, and like wondering how certain bands got those sounds. So I just started looking into it, started taking classes at Washtenaw Community College, and then the guy, the chief engineer of Solid Sound, I had him as a teacher. So I basically just kept pestering him until he let me in the doors as an intern, you know, pushing brooms and stuff like that. But that's mainly where I got most of what I know, is just from experience, not so much schooling. But I did, you know, I got a certificate and everything. But being at the studio for 2 weeks was like more than all the, you know, couple of years of school.
Right. Actual hands-on learning was better for you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. So that you said that is drums your main instrument, or you play a bunch of different instruments?
Drums is my main instrument. Yeah, I mean, sequencing's pretty fun. So I got a few synths and stuff like that. And I started playing guitar. That was my first instrument, or violin rather, in grade school. But that was only about a year commitment. But I played guitar for a lot of my early teenage years, and then just sat behind a drum kit one day, and it made more sense to me. So.
Now, speaking of keyboards, Riley, you said you play a few other instruments, right? Or drums at heart,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, drums is my main instrument. Yeah, and then I play, like, I've got a solo project too, and I play keys and sing and that. And usually if I end up on keys, I'm playing percussion too. Didn't bring too much today, but I got a tambourine here. but yeah.
Okay. Now, what about you, Ryan? Do you only play bass or?
Oh, no. I actually have a degree from Michigan in clarinet performance.
Okay.
I was a classical clarinet player and still am. I teach clarinet for a living. And I started playing guitar when I was younger and switched over to bass primarily because of another group I play in called Stormy Cromer.
I've heard of them, I think.
Yeah, I think you may have heard of them. And...
For those that don't get that joke, they were in here a couple of weeks ago. So yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I switched over to bass for that and kind of fell in love with the bass and took it with Patrick here to Once United.
Now, great decision, man.
Thank you.
Now, what about you, Patrick? Is it only guitar, or you play both, obviously both kinds, because you just played the electric and you're holding an acoustic now, but do you play anything else?
I started with drums, so I play little drums. I can play some keys. I was in a classic rock cover band where I played keys. So that pretty much covers my instrumentation there.
Classic rock cover band? Let's go into that a little bit more. Who was...
let's not. No, I'm just kidding.
It wasn't like a Kiss cover band. I mean, if it was, that's awesome. But,
no, it was just like a bunch of classic rock covers in Traverse City. But actually, shout out to my friends out there who might hear this. We were called The Breakers, and we had a lot of fun in Traverse City playing some shows, playing a bunch of different classic rock songs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so how about, I think I'm good for right now. How about we get some more music going?
Yeah, sounds good. This is called Grant Park, and this is kind of about my experience in Chicago. Grant Park is where Lollapalooza is, and it's one of my favorite parks there.
Okay.
go to Grant Park with me, chill in the afternoon. But what is life if there's never time to do all the things we like? See the streets at night look amazing in the lights while I'm watching the clouds go by. Couple hours spent taking in the moment. Do you call that wasted time?
WHFR FM, the only station that is making waves. That was Grant Park by Once United. They're here in Live Studio J talking to us about their upcoming record that's going to be released next week. And they're playing at Ziggy's in Ypsilanti on Wednesday, is it?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Now, that song was inspired by Grant Park in Chicago, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How much time did you spend down there?
I would wander down there after work, after working at Radio Shack, and just go down there and look at the Buckingham Fountain and all the lights around. Like, the city skyline's really nice from there. And so probably roughly 77 hours.
77 hours?
roughly.
What about Chicago? You lived there for a little bit?
Yeah, I lived there for 2 years. That was me trying to start a band in Chicago, where the big city is, and failing miserably. So coming back and meeting these guys. But I did have a great time. That band that I tried to start there didn't play a single show, so it felt really good to get with these guys and play some real shows.
Have you guys gone out there to play yet, or are you still kind of working to build up this area?
We haven't gone there.
We don't put a huge focus on touring, just because, again, like, of our individual schedules.
Right.
It's difficult for this band to go on trips like that. We also don't have a van.
Right.
Yeah. Well. So your next show is Wednesday, right? That's out at Ziggy. So how about we get into some more music? This next song, was that inspired by Chicago in any way too? The Boardwalk.
Oh, this is on the Boardwalk, right?
Yep.
I did write this in Chicago, but not really inspired by it.
Okay.
More of a love song.
A love song. Okay. Sort of. Are we allowed to talk about that a little bit, or is
it's kind of a generic, I guess. I was trying to write, like one that, you know, would appeal to a lot of people. You know what I mean? But
okay.
Also based on my own experiences too. Somewhat.
You told me it was about me.
It's also about Ryan, mainly. I just, you know, long story there. So
this is getting awkward. Thank you.
is through, I really want some more. I really want some more. Oh, hey, oh. 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 Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just another day, and now I just can't concentrate. When I close my eyes, you're always in my way. I'll meet you on the boardwalk so we can wander to the shore. You know I feel it now, I hope you want some more. I hope you want some more. Oh, hey, oh. Oh, hey.
Once United, they're live here in Studio J on the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR, and that song was On the Boardwalk. And Patrick, the front man here, he's the one that wrote that song. And now, what kind of inspires your songwriting? Is there anything in particular, or do you have a certain routine?
I do love that question because I analyze it myself. And what ends up happening for me mainly is I'm playing something on guitar, and the lyrics will come later because I'll get a feeling from the music, and then that will inspire the lyrics. And it will come from all my influences, but I don't really know where, like, the music will come from. It just kind of, like, one time was so good, I actually just sat down and it just all came out, just poured out at once. Other times, On the Boardwalk was actually a combination of two songs that I mashed up together. And I love hearing about songwriters and how their process works, because it's usually a little different, and that's usually how mine goes.
Is there any particular songwriters that stand out to you or influence you? Or?
I'm a huge fan of the Beatles, of course, which is kind of cliche, but like John Lennon's solo career is a big inspiration to me and how real he was being there. So I really love that. And I try to, like, really, for me, the two major elements are realness, is like being as genuine as possible, and then writing catchy songs. So if you can get those two together, then I feel like it's a good song.
Okay. Now, does anybody else help with the songwriting process, or is it...
I like to add bass solos a lot into our songs. So most of the bass solos you hear were my idea. I play the bass for like everyone listening out there. Usually it's Patrick, I would say, that at least has like a pretty solid idea of where it wants to go. And we add things here and there, and we'll tweak around with the initial concept that Patrick brings to us. So I mean, it's fairly democratic, I think.
Yeah, Ryan has helped write some songs, and he has written a song that we have played live before, and it would have been nice to get it on the album, but we didn't. But yeah, he's a good songwriter too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Kudos.
All right.
Yeah, we all pretty much write our own parts, like for our own instruments. It just has like the big picture already kind of in place.
So kind of like in that last song, I heard you had a little bit of a keyboard solo in that. That was all you?
I don't know which part.
But was that maybe the one before it, man? I'm losing track.
Ad-libbed a little bit, but yeah.
All right, so we got a little over 25 minutes left, so a little over 20 minutes, excuse me. So is that plenty? Yeah, that should be plenty of time for you guys. We got, what, 3 songs left? These are all tracks that you have on the record, right?
Yeah, all of them.
All the ones that you're performing here are going to be on the record that comes out on Wednesday.
Yep.
Okay, so this one is called Are You On My Side, right?
Right.
Okay.
This is the house that I have built, so I will live inside of it. It's fine, I've got the time, I don't really mind. There's nothing about this disappoints me, and are you on my side? You're inside my head.
You just trust me? And are you on my side? You're inside my head, saying what you said, saying what you said. Why can't you just trust me? I'll never tell you lies. Never, never, never tell you lies. Never, never, never tell you lies. Why can't you just trust me? And are you on my side? You're inside my head. We're going to bed.
That is Once United on the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM. And I forgot to ask, where can we find this record when it comes out? Is it only going to be on your website, or?
The plan, I think, is to get it on Spotify and iTunes.
So, yeah, we're going to look into that. It's mainly going to be a digital release. Right now, we're only planning to make 100 records. So if you want one, come on out to the show in Ipsy next Wednesday. But other than that, it'll be up on the interwebs. Like Patrick said, we're going to shoot for Spotify and iTunes. And then we have a Bandcamp site already, so I don't see why we wouldn't just throw it up there as well.
Yeah, you guys got only two songs on the Bandcamp page, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, it took you guys a while to make this record and everything. Now, where do you pick up from there? Like, it's all done, and like, what's next? What does a band do? Is there kind of like a lull in it? Like, there's a feeling of emptiness, or like, how do you feel after you're done? The record is actually done.
The feeling for me is extreme joy, because it has taken quite a while, and I'm so excited to share it and give it to people who I've been promising it for like a year. So that's gonna be really nice. As far as like the band goes in general after that, it's a pretty big question mark right now. We're looking at a hiatus at the moment, but other bands probably wouldn't go that route, but that's just the route we're headed at the moment. But yeah, we'll see what happens though, because we do plan to like maybe send it to labels or something. We'll just see where it goes. But yeah, does anyone else have a thought on that?
I think you pretty much covered it.
Question mark.
It's a big question mark. We'll leave it at that.
I've always wanted to ask that, and I never really, like, I just imagine it's just the whole just not even a moment, just the whole block of anxiety, and then once the record's done, it's just lifted, and you're just like, all right, what now?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I definitely feel that lifted feeling.
So you're just kind of going to play a few shows and see where it goes from there?
Basically, yeah.
Yep.
And we're still yet to hold a product in our hands. So
right.
So that's a little stressful right now, but I think we're going to be totally fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm excited to hear more of this record. I'm going to take it home, listen to it. I'm going to listen to it at work tonight. So,
awesome.
Let's see. OnceUnited.com. That's your guys' website. And this next, we got a couple tracks left. So what's this next one? I Believe in You and Me.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see how that sounds.
Okay.
Might be okay.
I work the fields each day, and I believe in making my pay. And when I work, I know that I can bring the rain. Stacy speaks the word of the priest, and that is all she wants to be. But they keep saying her God doesn't want her to be. And we drive into work each day and 9 to 5 for everybody. We know how to sweat, but we deserve to play. So
so many places I'd rather be. Like on top of my mountain, just me and my anxiety. Hey there, Juliana, I heard you're working every day this week. How much are you banking? I hope you make enough to break free. So many walks to life, but you walk the line. I wasn't put on this earth to work on the assembly line.
Once United, they're live from Studio J on the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM. And that song was called I Believe in You and Me, correct?
Yep.
And they're here live in Studio J. They're talking about their and performing their latest album that is called Welcome to Reality, and that comes out on Wednesday. And you guys have been playing together for a while, and then I assume you guys kind of have a strong bond together. Was there any kind of like definitive moment, like some story that happened and it was just like, wow, that was weird, and that kind of like bonded you guys? Or did you have some weird Vegas story, anything like that?
We've had a lot of weird shows. Just weird shows. Yeah,
that's true.
Hornets. Yeah, my favorite one.
Hornets.
We played. We played one that was infested with like hornets that were like flying around everywhere.
Yeah.
That was really difficult.
I would cry.
And there was like no one there, and it was outside. And where was that?
Adrian.
That was an Adrian.
Albion. I think.
No, it was an Albion. Yeah. Albion. And then we also played the Wayland Fall Fest in Wayland, Michigan, which
definitely
is
definitely bonded there. Strong.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That was a bizarre one too. It's just like playing to a huge empty lot
right.
in downtown Wayland. It's freezing outside. Like.
Wait, so it was just the stage set up and like hardly any people around the event?
Yeah,
or?
There was like very few people.
Right,
it was a bad weather day.
Yeah, and it was really, it was awful.
I think Patrick's guitars got blown over a couple times too.
Oh, that's true, yeah. They just blew over while standing on the stand, so. Yeah, we've had some good times.
I used to be a limo driver, and I had once this orchestra conductor. I can't remember his name, and you probably wouldn't even want me talking about him. But he told me that the worst show that he ever did, it was so cold that it was in the middle of Russia somewhere, Siberia, and he was just so fed up with everything. It was freezing cold. Everyone was irritating him. He just walked off stage there.
Oh, wow.
Like, has there ever been a moment where you guys did that? I mean, if sounding how bad it was, what were the conditions for that Wayland show? Was it just freezing cold? Was it just rainy? Or
it was rainy.
It was rain, yeah.
It was like the end of October, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was like a fall festival. I wasn't even there, actually. So
right. Yeah. We had a fill-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Late October and rain. That's like the perfect like formula for like irritated weather.
It was funny. The stage was pretty big and looked pretty good in this big parking lot. I mean, you could have fit probably, I don't know, the 1,500 people in that parking lot.
Could have.
Yeah. And there was like two.
You can't judge a stage by its cover.
All right, so the next gig you guys got coming up is the record release. That's Wednesday at Ziggy's.
Yes.
You know, we got about 9-8 minutes left, so do you guys want to play out to the top, or do you got a couple more tracks you want to show us? Or
we definitely have one more here. That's the last song on this album. It's called Killing Time.
All right, so we'll take that out, and you can check them out, onceunited.com, the social media pages. Their record will be released on Spotify, iTunes, just about every sort of media CD release outlet, that sort of thing. Am I forgetting anything? No, I think I got it.
I don't believe so.
All right,
thanks a lot for the opportunity.
If you want a 1 of 100 copy of the CD, come to the release show on Wednesday.
I'm going to try to, actually. I requested the day off work, so I might actually be out there.
Wow, thank you.
Do we know what time our set is for that?
So we have a band playing opener, I believe, starts at 9. I think we're going to try and hit it 10.
Yep,
and then we have an awesome funky band called Liquid Thickness closing out the night at about 11:15-ish.
You know, I've been meaning to go out to a Liquid Thickness show, so that's like perfect for me.
Half of the band here is in Liquid Thickness.
Yeah.
Also.
Are you kidding me? How do I not know this? Man, I gotta start doing my homework.
Riley
this
is
stuff.
The drummer of Liquid Thickness.
And I play bass.
Man, I think I sent you guys an email to get me to send us some music, so I'm gonna have to talk with one
of
you.
Awesome.
But all right, so this next one, this last one to take us out is called Killing Time.
Yep.
All right, so we'll see you guys at Ziggy's on out in Ipsy.
Great, thank you.
broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J, and it's that time, folks. It's time for a live performance. And in the studio today, we have Act Casual. How are you, gentlemen? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Loud and clear.
All right. Awesome. Let's get started. I believe the first song is WSG.
Yep, or Woosagoo, whatever you prefer to call it.
All righty.
When you're heading out.